Woke heiress Abigail Disney pushes abortion propaganda by attacking Jessa Duggar's miscarriage. By Paul Bois on February 28, 2023. Woke heiress Abigail Disney, the grandniece of Walt Disney and granddaughter of Roy O. Disney, has used former 19 and counting star Jessa Duggar's miscarriage to push abortion propaganda. Jessa Duggar opened up about her recent miscarriage and the emotional pain she experienced after learning that her baby did not survive the womb. "Nothing could have prepared me for the weight of those words in that moment," Jessa said. "At that moment I was just in complete shock. I didn't have words. I just immediately started crying. I feel like in some ways miscarriages can be so jarring because you don't have clear signs of something going wrong," she added. "I had minimal spotting for 24 hours, and that was it. Watch below." As with most mothers who suffer a miscarriage, Duggar underwent a dilation and curettage, D&C, to remove the fetus from her womb, fearing complications if she passed it at her home. Disney claimed that D&C procedure meant that Duggar received an abortion, arguing that it could be banned in most pro-life states without citing a single example to support her claim. "She didn't have a miscarriage. She had a D&C, which is also called an abortion and would be illegal in many states under laws she herself supports. FFS, at least just tell the truth. Contemptible cowardice," tweeted Disney. "Not getting into politics here, but when a woman suffers a miscarriage, a D&C is usually done, after 8 to 10 weeks of pregnancy, afterwards to make sure everything is cleared from the uterus," one Twitter user responded. "Yes, well, I wish it didn't involve getting into politics. It shouldn't involve getting into politics. But sadly, in this country, you have to get into politics if you want to walk around with a uterus," she countered. People immediately called Abigail Disney a liar, noting that Duggar's baby had died in the womb prior to undergoing the procedure to have it removed. "This is a lie. She did in fact suffer a miscarriage, and it is contemptible of you to use her suffering to push an abortion agenda," tweeted pop culture commentator Jacob Airy. "No. An abortion happens when you perform the D&C on a viable unborn child. In a miscarriage, the child is already gone, no heartbeat, no chance of survival. At that point, a D&C is simply the process to clear the womb of the remains," tweeted writer Susan Bagwell.